It's the South Florida Morning Show with Jennifer Ross and Bill Adams on News Talk 850 WFTL.
I'm sorry, you might have heard us laugh out loud there during Karen's newscast about the she went to the ABC reporter about the hysterical masks. I'm sorry. I've been pretty compliant through this whole mess. I'm not buying a mask that I have to wait for, that I have to disinfect, putting it in a paper bag and shaking it up like Jiffy Pop popcorn for 5 minutes or whatever the hell they said. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, what's even dumber, and I'm not trying to downplay Omicron by any stretch of the imagination, but Rochelle Walensky, Dr. Walensky, the head of the CDC, yesterday said, yes, it may be more contagious, but it's not killing anybody.
No.
In most cases, as she said, if you're vaccinated, you think you got a cold. And if you're hospitalized, you're only there a couple of days, and everybody's leaving. No one's being put on a ventilator with this variant. So I'm like, well, why don't they just come out and say that every day?
Because they got to milk it. They milk it for all they're worth. I'm sorry. Everybody can make your own personal choice. I don't trust. And you know how you know? And it all comes back to just common sense. If this thing was anywhere near as deadly as any other variants, there would be a red throbbing death number all over the media. They'd be promoting that every single day. There's not. It's just not.
It's just, they keep on saying cases, cases, cases. And we've had this conversation ad nauseum at this show. If because there are cases, doesn't mean cases means people are dying.
No.
It just means people have it. In most cases, they don't even know they have it.
No.
And they're being told to get tested at work or to get on a plane or to go on a cruise or whatever the heck it is they need a test for. And they find out that, oh, I just tested positive. I feel fine.
In fact, you know how they're trying to manipulate. They know how easily led the public is. They really do. The stark difference between Rochelle Walensky's stated press conferences and what's written from the CDC. Memo comes up from the CDC saying it's mild, it's not that bad, mm-hmm. You're fully protected, you're going to be okay, there's very few hospitalizations related to this, blah, blah, blah. Her press conference, though, it's the end of the world.
I don't get it.
They have screwed this up so badly.
And you wonder why people are confused. I talked to a girlfriend of mine yesterday. She's going on a big cruise in like 2 or 3 months. She goes, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to go. She said, we bought this thing like years ago. She said it was planned. It's a big reunion kind of thing. And I said, I think, come May, you should be all set. But who the heck knows with the way they milk this stuff, as you said.
I think you're right, though, Jen, because speaking of the cruise industry, starting this weekend, not months from now, they don't have to follow the CDC guidelines. So guess which direction they're going in.
Yeah, and the CDC says, well, we hope they do, the right thing. So you look at the cruise industry, how many billions, I'm not even saying millions, how many billions of dollars has the cruise industry lost in the last couple of years?
Oh, I'm sure.
They're going to be like, okay, vaccinated.
Right.
Again, maybe you need a booster. You got to have a negative test to get on the bus here, on the ship, and then we're leaving. You test positive, we're putting you in your room. We're not turning around. I bet you that's what they say.
I think you're right.
I can't imagine these cruise lines are going to lose any more money.
I think you're exactly right how that's going to go.
So if you have a cruise coming up, you may want to check. But as Bill mentioned, those guidelines expire on Saturday. Wow. I was shocked they didn't up them.
I know.
Another indicator that this Omicron isn't that bad. Because the CDC, like you said, if it was killing people, there'd be numbers everywhere on CNN and MSNBC, and they would never let this lapse.
Oh, of course they wouldn't. Of course not. They quietly said, and again, quietly, because they don't want, they have to kind of say it because it's in their research, but, most people aren't hospitalized for COVID. They're getting it there. Fauci said that one.
Right.
Take precautions, whatever you got to do, especially if you have a comorbidity, but my God, stop shutting down the country.
70,000 patients of COVID in California, 91%. Risk of dying, lower risk of dying with Omicron over Delta.
Yeah.
So it's like their hospital stays are shorter. None were put on a ventilator. Nobody died. That's out of 70,000 people. That's a pretty big study.
And we're just about, you realize, I think next week we're going to start to see this plummet in even cases.
I think so, too.
This is about the timeline of what South Africa went through. Then what are they going to do? It's about time. Let's predict the next crisis they start pushing in the news. When they don't have the Omicron thing to talk about so much anymore.
I think it's going to be this whole voting thing.
Probably.
They're going to switch from health to politics and voting rights.
I'm predicting a major climate crisis story.
Oh, you may be right.
We'll be put. It's ready to go. It's in the back burner. It's on the on-deck circle. They're ready to push and just press send and publish with all the media outlets when they don't have COVID to talk about
anymore. Well, yeah, because now they could say, look how cold it is in the Northeast. It hasn't been that cold in how many centuries?
I'm predicting polar bears and... It'll work. This will revive Build Back Better. We all must be taxed 80% in order to save the Arctic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You may be right. You may be right. Please.
Good God.
I'm done. It's crazy.
It's frustrating.
It really is. It's really frustrating.
Something awesome happened on the Senate floor yesterday, though. Whether or not you're a fan of Senator Tom Cotton, what he did to try to show the hypocrisy of this filibuster thing the Democrats are pushing for.
Brilliant.
It was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen in my life. It was amazing. It's worth a little play. We chopped it up for you. It's amazing.
It's great. It's great.
We got that and some really good news, too.
We do?
Yeah. How they found those keys, idiots?
Yeah, I was just going to say, we're going to talk about those guys. The ones that set the buoy on fire.
Yeah.
Or scorched it with the tree.
The bartender, Jen, came up big in this one.
We love this guy.
It's coming up next. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. All right, Karen, news is coming up again. Of course, it's 6:30. What are you bringing?
Well, actually, it's what the Miami-Dade State Attorney, Catherine Fernandez-Rundle, love her, is bringing. She has three South Florida police officers facing battery charges and excessive force.
Excessive force can never be an acceptable foundation for the policing of any community.
So while she is all about, you know, making sure that the law is kept by both the criminal and the police officers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening in Miami-Dade, other, you know, in contrast with what's happening around the country. But this is what she said about the officers.
We believe that these cases today are more than good faith mistakes. We are alleging that these failures to comply with the law are crimes. Two of these cases have video from police body-worn cameras.
Yeah, so they're from different police departments, Miami Gardens, Opa-locka, and Miami-Dade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I tell you, though, body cameras, they've changed everything, haven't they?
Yes,
sure
they have.
How
yep.
could they possibly, I, for either way, protection for yourself or the citizenry? I don't know how there's a police department in the world that couldn't have these now.
Right.
You have, just for insurance purposes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
either
I think,
prove your innocence or prove your guilt.
Yeah,
it's one of the two.
Jen, I think we're all going to have them soon.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
We could, you're right.
I really do.
Oh, my God.
They'll be implanted in your forehead, right there in your forehead.
Forehead.
And there'll be some kind of court case, and the judge will go, well, let's go to your head tape. Let's see what really happened.
And then they'll call you a head case.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
head
right.
Case.
In the first decided U.S. Supreme Court head case. It's coming.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Well, that more coming up.
Sorry, Karen, that took quite a leap from your story. I'm sorry. But I want to hear more about that. It's coming up at 6:30 right here, News Talk 850 WFTL. It's the South Florida Morning Show. It's just one of those days. I think because so much is going on, we'll try to keep it entertaining. But there's a lot of politics to talk about today. And obviously, it goes without saying, that's annoying. But at least there was something amazing on the Senate floor yesterday.
Yeah, it all has to do with this filibuster. The Democrats want to get rid of the filibuster, which basically means either party, you have to have 60 votes to move something forward. But either party can basically just come in and stop it and say, nah, you're not going to get the 60 votes,
right,
in this case, the Senate, and say it can't go anywhere from there. So now they're finagling in the House of Representatives how to present this new voter rights bill that's going to give you your rights back as a voter. Yeah, sure. And how they're going to get it through. So they want to change the filibuster. So how do they do that? Do they vote on that? Is that how that's done?
Yeah, it's their own rules. So they got to vote on their own rules. I know they need more of a simple majority, I think, to change it. But they're saying that you got Manchin, you got Sinema, but you got some other Democratic senators, too, that don't want to retire and they'll still be there for a few years. And they're like, wait a minute, this could really hurt us in the future.
Yeah, well, you know, whenever you have to finagle anything,
right,
doesn't that make you stop and think, well, what is it that they're trying to pass that you got to finagle the law, change congressional rulings?
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with this picture.
And they loved it before, and it was really brought back in power by Harry Reid, ironically, who just died.
Right.
The senator from Nevada. Well, they loved it then.
Yeah. They don't love it now.
Now, because they want stuff. They want to get rid of the filibuster because it's blocking their voting rights overhaul, which would keep them in power, be a one-party country for all
forever.
Eternity, forever.
Yeah.
So this was brilliant. It was up for debate on the Senate floor yesterday, and they introduced Tom Cotton.
The senator from Arkansas.
Right now, we are on the precipice
of a constitutional crisis. We're about to step into the abyss. I want to talk for a few minutes why we're on that precipice.
Wow. Serious stuff, right?
Yeah, really.
Well, he didn't write it.
Those are powerful words, but they're not mine. Every word of my speech today was originally spoken by our esteemed colleague, the senior senator from New York, Chuck Schumer.
His speech was Chuck Schumer's speech supporting the filibuster from a couple of years ago.
Isn't that amazing? Shut them right up.
And jeez. When he said Chuck Schumer, he brought out a giant cardboard poster of Chucky's head.
He was like our favorite sheriff there. Grady Judd. Here's a picture. I was like, okay.
He brought the visuals.
We like props.
But explain why. It was amazing.
Senator Schumer spoke so eloquently in defense of the Senate's rules, customs, and traditions when the fortunes of his party looked a little different. My, how times have changed.
That was brilliant.
Wow. They should, you
know
what?
Really, really brilliant.
If the Republicans had any common sense, which I really wonder if they do, they would take that speech and they would send it everywhere.
Yes.
And everybody would talk about, well, did you see my colleague, Senator Tom Cotton, yesterday? And just ram it down the American public's throat, just like the Democrats do when they get their talking points.
Yeah, exactly right. They need to fight.
Yeah, they got to do something. Oh, you got the turtle. Oh, this is terrible. He's trying to change the way the United States runs. I'm like, go home and take a nap.
And Mitch McConnell, yeah, then do it something about it, Mitch. We got to this point because you're a wimp.
It's like, geez, it's crazy.
They just don't fight.
No, they don't. They lay down and die. And they say, oh, sure, we're going to fight, and then they lay down. Okay,
you know,
I'm done with the people.
I hear sometimes it's like, wow, the temperament and the rancor is just so adversarial now, and I'm kind of like, it's kind of time for it. To be honest with you, what am I? As long, give the Democrats at least they fight and they claw and they scratch for what they want. What these old clowns and the GOP, wake up!
You know, and remember, even former President Trump said it. He said, I was always amazed how they were never all on the same page.
Incredible.
He said, you know, and that's one thing, whether you're a Democrat or not, you got to give them credit for it, and they do it extremely well. I call it circling the wagons.
Yep.
Nancy, whoever it is, Nancy, Chucky, whoever puts out those talking points, everybody that is a Democrat is saying the same thing instantly.
And they always have.
Every interview, no matter where they are, I'm like, how the heck do they do that?
It's amazing, really.
And the Republicans, they don't even get on the same bandwagon in a month.
They're wimps.
Yeah, they are.
All right, this will make you feel better about things.
Okay.
Justice in the world, taken care of by a community. Remember those two idiots that vandalized the buoy in the southernmost point in the Keys?
Oh, yeah. What, they lit a Christmas tree, right, that they found in the street. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. Did they not realize there's cameras on every angle of that buoy?
No, they're just stupid. They were identified pretty quickly, and, you know, they're up on charges and all this other stuff. But now we're finding out how they got ID'd. It was from, first of all, let's give you the background. Like Jen said, they found an old Christmas tree somebody left in the street, drag it to the buoy, set it on fire. Here's how they got caught. A bartender who served them that night saw the footage, outraged like everybody else was, right?
Right.
Recognized them as the two punks who didn't leave a tip. So he was able to provide his security footage to the cops. They ID'd those two idiots right quick.
That's funny. Holy cow. And they said it went even better because the general manager of that bar chimed in and he said it was even better. He said because every chick they hit on rejected them.
Talk about Loserville.
I was like, oh, these poor kids.
Wow.
They didn't have a shot. That's what happens when you don't tip your waitress, your waiter, your bartenders. That's what happens.
Amazing.
Take care of your servers.
I didn't realize they were so young, though. 21-year-old Skylar Jacobson, 22-year-old David Perkins.
And these are two Yahoo college kids probably here on spring break or here on Christmas break, and they had a little too much to drink, and they thought it would be cute. Again, not thinking 10 seconds to the future.
Yeah.
They just thought, oh, this would be fun. I honestly and truly don't think they thought they were going to light the buoy on fire. I think they just wanted to light the tree on fire, and they were stupid enough to know it was too close to the buoy.
They might not even remember. Who knows?
I don't know. Could be it, too, because they were really, really drunk.
Right.
So it is what it is. But they're paying restitution.
We got a little bit of a sicko doctor story out of the UK.
This is like, this is like Hannibal Lecter-like almost kind of stuff.
I thought the same thing.
I did. This is kind of creepy. Wow.
I don't even know how to describe it in the tease here. He was burning his initials into livers.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. Sorry if you're eating a power breakfast right now. But
that's exactly what he was doing. But the people were, they were out. I mean, they weren't alive. I mean, awake while he was doing this.
Still.
That's still, I mean, it's kind of creepy. But even better news to go to another theme park here in Florida. Did you see what two theme parks are doing?
No.
It'll get you to go.
Oh,
I guarantee
good.
It.
All right, cool. Looking forward to that. And it's coming up next, the South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen, I'm Bill. Thank you, Katya. Appreciate it very much. The South Florida Morning Show as well. As Jen, this is Diener. I'm Bill, and Karen's news is coming up before you know it. There's a lot of in the news about the filibuster and the Omicron thing, and both of those things are annoying. We get that.
Yeah.
We'll try to walk you through some fun stories, too, though. That's coming up, too. We cover this a little bit at the beginning, Jen, but there's a big change this weekend coming up for the cruise industry. They don't have to follow and probably won't the CDC guidelines anymore.
Yeah.
This affects a lot of people who have cruises booked throughout probably the rest of this year and next.
It makes you wonder if you're going to see what happened to, I think it was a Norwegian cruise line
yes.
ship. Was it the beginning of this week or
that's right.
it was last week, just before the weekend? It was on a seven-day cruise. Second day, eight people on the ship tested positive. It turned around and came back.
Right.
And so, and they say if you test positive on a cruise ship, they just lock you in your cabin and you got to stay there.
First of all, how depressing would that be?
Oh, I know.
And then how awful would that be, getting locked in your cabin?
Oh, that's terrible.
And I'd be, you know what, I'd be in there locked in thinking, I paid for this too.
Well, and yeah, and this is the thing. Now that the CDC, there's a couple of things going on here. First, CDC's guidelines are getting dropped as of Saturday. So, since they're not renewing it, does that mean that they're actually willingly admitting that Omicron isn't that bad?
And this is another one of those. We identified like four or five of those little hints saying that they know it's not that bad. They know that. There's no throbbing death number that they're promoting out there.
No.
They're pretty much telling the cruise industry you can go ahead and figure out your own rules.
And that's what they're going to do.
Come on.
So what do you think the cruise industry is going to do? Let's be honest. How many billions of dollars has this industry lost in the past 2 years?
They can't function anymore, losing that much money. It was like the NFL. They finally, old rich guys stood up and said, we're not losing any more money. That's
it. I got news for you. The old rich guys who own these cruise lines, they're standing up saying the same thing.
Sure
Most
are.
Of them are from another nation, too. So they're like, that's it. We're done. So we shall see. But I think it's good news because I think they'll have protocols and they'll have guidelines that you have to follow. But I don't think they're going to turn a ship around anymore.
I think you're right.
Usually, I mean, even when people die on a cruise ship, they don't turn it around. I'm just saying. I mean, come on.
You think that's happened?
Yes. Yes.
What do they do?
I think they put them in the
storage?
Yeah, storage somewhere. I think they got a frozen section. And then
the staff's down there like, all right, we need a bunch of bananas. That's a dead guy. All right, there's the oranges. Yeah, and steak. Bring those up.
I think they try to find transportation for whoever it is back to wherever they came from.
Oh.
But in most cases, I think they keep you on the ship until the ship gets back.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So don't die on a cruise ship. I may be totally wrong, but that's what I've been told.
No, it sounds right.
I don't think they turn a ship around when somebody dies, unless they, even the ones that fall overboard, that ship keeps going after it looks. You know, it'll stick around for like a day, and then it's like, heck with this. We got to get to, you know, Cabo San Lucas. We're moving. It's like, okay.
We're on vacation. Let's go. Man. Yeah. It's pretty brutal.
I'm just saying.
I know. You're right.
I see it's coming back, you know, tenfold.
In the unfun world of politics, President Biden's going to meet with Democratic senators today to try to push his voting thing and try to kill the filibuster so he can get their voting thing in and get in power forever and blah, blah, blah. I think what's key is who he meets with. Is he going to meet with Manchin, try to talk him out of it? He's going to meet with Kyrsten Sinema?
He met with all of them last time.
Yeah.
Kyrsten Sinema doesn't get nearly the attention that Joe Manchin does, because I think Joe Manchin, he's been around a lot longer. People know who he is. Plus, I think his voice holds a little bit more oomph than Kyrsten Sinema. Joe Manchin spent 3 days at the White House last time, them trying to get him to get into that Build Back Better program. And he's like, no, not having it.
Right.
So if they couldn't convince him after he met with everybody in the White House, and all the top, you know, echelon, after 3 days, I don't think they're going to change his tune on this one either.
I think they're afraid to do this because they know it can come back and bite them.
Why hasn't somebody on their side said that? Even if I were a Democrat or I were a Republican, I'd say, you know what, guys, we may need this in the future. You're trying to kill it off. Then what do we do?
Bet you they're saying that behind closed doors.
You know, but they're thinking if they win, they'll have power forever. And nothing lasts forever. Tell you that right now. Something's going to go awry. I just can only hope they don't do this.
It's bad. This is a huge, huge get. This is their biggest wish list of all time.
You're right.
All time.
And just as from an objective point of view, look at this whole filibuster situation from sitting back and think, why do you want to get rid of something that's been in Congress for how many years, did they say? Forever.
They didn't always use it, though.
Yeah, they don't use it a lot, but still, why do you get rid of something unless whatever it is that you're introducing isn't on the up and up?
True.
Because if you can't get it passed, what do you want it for? You're going to push it through? Anytime somebody's going to push through anything on me, it's never been a good deal. So
no, I hear you.
So that's the same thing.
All right, well, this will keep your mind. There's only one thing grosser than politics.
What?
I'm sorry.
This guy?
This creepy doctor in the UK.
Yeah, he's creepy.
What's his name? Simon Bramhall. Well, he used to be a prominent transplant surgeon in the UK, but why is he in trouble? Mm. He lost his medical license after he was caught carving his initials into people's livers.
This has got Hannibal Lecter written all over it.
I thought of that, too.
It's the first thing
Now, granted, he's not eating them.
Yeah, but anytime there's like a wayward surgeon, I think Hannibal Lecter. Right? It just goes that way. But how he got caught, though. So he got caught because some other doctor was doing a follow-up procedure on one of these patients and saw this guy's initials in the liver. So he must have been known well enough that this other doctor knew that SB stood for Simon Bramhall or whatever the hell his name is. They said the letters were an inch and a half tall.
Okay, that's like...
That's like big.
That's like, you know, that's ego, too.
Oh, yeah, that's all that is.
I'm going to carve my initials into your body.
You know, that
how
old
sick
thing,
is that?
Whenever somebody has to tell you how good-looking they are or how rich they are, they're neither.
Right.
That's what this guy is. Because he's like a little dumpling. I went and looked him up. I'm thinking, you know, he's going to be this good-looking, really, you know, carved jaw kind of looking man. No, he's a dumpling. I was like, okay, maybe that's why he does it. It's the only way he's going to get any recognition. I'm thinking, how do you screw up your life like that?
I guess this is a huge story in the UK, and it's been going on since 2013 because it's been in court and medical boards, whatever happens over there. He was convicted of two counts of assault. He did this to two people in 2017, but then he got his license back.
Oh, wow.
But then his case was up for review a few months ago, and now he admitted what he did was stupid and entirely wrong, so they took it away again.
Well, that's good. At least he admitted to it. So now he can't carve anything else? That's nice to know. Wow.
So sir, here's a wood burning kit. Go do this at home.
He said he used some kind of laser. I'm thinking, oh my God.
That's sick, though.
But just think, wouldn't it do damage to the liver as well?
You know, I'm here for a liver surgery. Can you not carve things into it?
That's like crazy. Wow. Well, here's some better news.
All right.
And it's local.
Bring it.
New theme park. Well, two theme parks here in Florida giving you a reason to visit. Free beer.
Oh, for real?
Guess what park?
Universal?
Busch Gardens.
Oh, well, of course.
Busch Gardens and SeaWorld. They announced yesterday they'll give you a 7-ounce serving this month to those of legal age. Busch Gardens starts tomorrow, and then SeaWorld is on Saturday. There's some stipulations. You got to have a pass, or you got to be a fun card member or something. But
see, that's
what
it used to be. When Busch Gardens had the bud plant there, one in Tampa, they don't have it there anymore, but we used to go, and we had a student pass, too, from USF. I used to go there all the time, and they'd give you a little tiny cup of sample, but you could keep on going through the brewery. Walk through there 50 times. A little shot of Bud.
There used to be a Budweiser brewery in Columbus. We used to do the same thing. Oh, road trip. We're going to the brewery. They'd give you all the beer you wanted.
How many classes I missed going through the Bud plant?
Yeah, it shows.
Wow. You're not kidding. No, I was USF, so I wasn't really missing much.
We've
got more headlines coming up next, but this might be the greatest story of the year so far.
What?
Guy brings home some pop brownies. Grandma took him to the senior center.
This is...
And hilarity ensued.
Yeah, unfortunately, the old ladies didn't think so.
Wish we had video from the senior center. Maybe it'll come out someday.
It would be great.
All right, we'll get that and a lot more. It's next. The Self-Loader Morning Show. This is Jen. I'm Bill. Keep it here. News time coming up, Karen. 7 o'clock. That's when it will be.
Yeah, so...
You're right over there?
I don't know what's happening.
Are you ready for news?
Got a furball.
I have like a dry throat. So I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Want some water? Here.
Yeah, actually, I do.
There you go. You got to buy me a new one, though. It's my last bottle.
No, never mind. I have some in there. Anyway, a former girlfriend of Matt Gaetz, our congressman, has reportedly testified before a federal grand jury in Orlando, and everyone's like, oh, boy, this means an indictment's coming soon.
No, it doesn't.
Investigators are looking into whether the Florida Republican paid for sex with a 17-year-old girl in 2017.
No matter what you think of Matt Gaetz, he's stuck to his guns. He never wavered from his story, and all of this is falling apart.
Yeah, it's a connection to another person that they're investigating, and he's also being investigated for obstructing justice. He denies the allegations, describes the investigation as a witch hunt, and I'm wondering if they're thinking he paid for it just by giving her a plane ticket.
Well, a lot of this connected to an extortion plot against his dad that was revealed?
Yeah.
A lot of the accusers have tried to go after his family before. That sounds a little shaky. Sorry.
Just won't let it go. So, that more coming up.
All right. Thank you, Karen. Hopefully, you get some water before 7 o'clock. We'll crank this news out. News Talk 850 WFTL. I'm going on the record now, by the way. I'm saying that Prince Andrew did not kill himself. That was a big development yesterday.
You know what? I agree with you wholeheartedly. Either that or the Queen is going to find a dungeon somewhere that no one in the royal family knows exists, and she's going to put him in there so he doesn't show up for any of these court hearings.
Put him in the Iron Maiden.
So what happened is this girl, and she is from, and I have heard her name pronounced 17 different ways. Yeah. So I'm just going to call her the former teenager from Royal Palm Beach.
They're calling the pronunciation guide on Metro is Jufre.
Jufre?
That's
okay.
What they're saying. Who knows if it's right?
Prince Andrew, she Virginia Giuffre is the girl that was seen allegedly with Prince Andrew with his arm around her. And then he did that stupid BBC interview and said, no one could prove that's my arm. What an idiot.
Unbelievable.
But anyway, she sued not only in the last case against the Epstein estate and Ghislaine Maxwell there, but she was part of this lawsuit against Prince Andrew, saying, you know what, you sexually abused me when I was 17 years old. Three separate times. Well, then they said, and Prince Andrew said, an agreement that Jeffrey had with Jeffrey Epstein for a $500,000 payoff exonerated the prince. The judge said, I looked at this agreement. You know what? It's kind of obscure. It's kind of like too ambiguous. I don't know what it really says. So therefore, you're not protected anymore, Prince Andrew. You're going to court.
So the sexual lawsuit from Virginia Giuffre lives.
Yes.
It will go to court, and he's going to have to publicly defend himself against this now because he tried to get it tossed, but it's not.
It's not going to get tossed. And this is going to be a media circus.
It'll be in New York.
Yeah.
Center of the world.
I don't think he's going to make it to the trial. I really don't. I'm telling you, I think that the Queen will have him bumped off.
Off with his head.
James Bond the 10th, or she's going to lock him in a dungeon somewhere. Unless he's stupid enough to go fight it.
It's a bad look for the royal family.
Yeah,
this is what they did not want.
Yeah, it doesn't look good anyway. Yeah.
Huh.
And then what would be even worse if he picks a female judge? Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
Get out of there. In reference to this young lady from Royal Palm Beach, I hope she wins everything she's after.
Yep.
But I just don't, I can't foresee this prince showing up in a courtroom. I don't think the Queen's going to allow it. When was the last time you saw him? Other than at his dad's funeral, after he made that stupid BBC interview, we saw him once in 3 years,
just
4 years.
Just a quick appearance, I think, to try to have this thing tossed. That was it. Yeah, but you're right. He went away. Yeah. He had to. They shut him up.
Yeah, I think they're going to hide him.
Remember the interview? He goes, well, I had nothing to do with her. Well, sir, we have
this
picture. It was a BBC interview. It's you in the doorway with your arm around her, the alleged victim. Well, we can't be sure it's my arm.
I almost died when he said that. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
That was the worst PR move of all time.
Yeah, I get a feeling he did that without the Queen's permission. It was just does not look good.
Not good.
Not look good at all. So, anyway. How much time do we have? We got a lot of time, don't we?
We do.
Okay. You want to talk about... I'm trying to avoid this whole filibuster thing because it's so... I look at it this way. The Democrats are trying to get rid of the filibuster. It is the only tool either party can use, the Democrats or the Republicans, to stop something foolish from taking place.
Yes.
And they want to get rid of it.
Right. So Biden's going to talk to the senators today and make his pitch. And Karen had the story before Obama wrote an op-ed. Got to get rid of the filibuster now.
Well, yeah, he's trying to jump on board.
My
did you
God.
Hear, by the way, did you hear what Bill O'Reilly said at the bottom of the hour?
I did not.
the number one candidate for the Democrats to run for president?
Hillary?
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah.
And she's fully on board.
She has the best shot. Well, they proved one thing about Biden running as an old, decrepit, senile old man.
Yes.
Is they proved that you can put anybody in there. It's just name recognition. Because the Democrats will just puppet them around.
Yeah, but see, no one's going to puppet Hillary Clinton. She's not going to be anybody's puppet. She's going to rule the roost. That woman? Are you kidding me?
She was the worst candidate of all time in 2016. As invigorating as the Trump campaign was, you could have put Hillary versus an empty cardboard box, and the box would have won in that election.
Yeah,
she was just the absolute worst.
Yeah, she's they say, you know what, they talk about Kamala Harris not being a well-liked individual, and we all know she isn't. I mean, even in her own party. I don't think Hillary Clinton's that well-loved, is she, anymore?
Among the hardcore
Democrats, you think?
Because you know it would be, because there are, by the way, Joe Biden's approval rating is under 30%. He's into the 20s.
Yeah, they just...
It's getting so bad, and if it comes with fair elections, if they get as smoked as they think they're going to in the midterms, it's going to be, we're done with the extremists, we're not radical anymore, we're mainstream Democrats again, and that's when Hillary will pop up.
Yeah, they'll turn into Kennedy Democrats.
Well, they'll pretend they are, and they'll still be as extreme. Okay. In the meantime, this is a great story.
But I have so many questions.
I'm hoping video comes out later on. There's a guy in South Dakota made a bunch of pot brownies last week.
How old is he?
40s? How old is he?
46.
Okay, that's another issue, too. You're right. He got arrested after his 73-year-old mom thought they were normal brownies, and she brought them to the senior center. And the hilarity ensued.
Okay, this guy's 46 years old, and he lives with his 73-year-old mom. And I thought, well, okay, he lives with her to take care of her. Well, obviously, she doesn't need much care, considering she's driving with all these brownies over to the senior center.
Nope,
to
he's
go
a pot-smoking slacker is what this guy is.
He's a school teacher in an elementary school.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not ragging on him because he does the pot. But he went to Colorado, I guess, and he bought all this pot butter. THC butter, and he made this big batch of brownies, and he leaves it on the table. The mother wakes up the next morning before him, sees it, and says, oh, I'll take this to all my girls when we play Canasta later today.
She goes, oh, this is so nice.
How sweet. They all thought, the old ladies, they said, they get 911 calls. They all thought they were poisoned because they were all so high. They were like, we don't know what's going on. We can't see straight.
And it's still illegal in South Dakota. Recreational.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's in big trouble.
Well, you would think a place like South Dakota with a sparse population would have
legalized
recreation. That's why he went to Colorado, I guess.
Wow. They arrested him at his school. Okay, so this guy's your kid's elementary school music teacher. How do you feel now? Thinking, okay, you're a loser all the way around.
Once I find out what it was, I'd be like, you know.
But they're saying he could face up to 5 years in prison.
At least their kids are in school.
That's true, too. Okay, yeah, you get that point.
Wow.
Get that point, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. 5 years and a $10,000 fine.
Telling you. All right, maybe the Republicans are fighting back. What Tom Cotton did yesterday was fantastic on the Senate floor. It was actually entertaining.
He deserves an award, I think.
It was really good. He used Chuck Schumer's own words against him. We'll get that and some other stuff. Fun stuff, too, coming up, I promise. The South Florida Morning Show. This is Jen and Bill. Keep it here.